Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
And now,
right now,
Dawn Lemon,
I would like to talk to you.
There's an added burden on being an African American that comes from your own community.
He's on the phone this morning. Don Lemon.
Tom, what did I tell you about that Bill Cosby thing? It sounds like I'm selling Jell-O pudding pops. But I have something serious that I want to talk to everybody about, and I want everybody to go out and share this commentary with as many people as possible, okay? Because we mark an anniversary this week that no one wants to celebrate. It has been 30 years since scientists identified HIV, or human immunodeficiency virus, as a cause of AIDS. In that time, we have all lived in fear of catching it, living with it, being stigmatized by it, and then dying from it. I, like many others hearing or reading these words, remember the early 1980s, when people, mostly gay men, were getting sick and dying from a mysterious flu-like ailment. Medical experts were perplexed. The average person was even more flummoxed. It was 1984. I was a senior in high school. 1 month before my graduation, it was April 23rd, 1984, the discovery was made and announced at a press conference by the then Health and Human Services Secretary, Margaret Heckler, alongside scientist Dr. Robert Gallo of the National Cancer Institute. I still remember the press conference. Before researchers figured out that it was HIV that caused AIDS, gay men were demonized, feared, and ostracized, and it remained that way for quite some time after, maybe even to this day. It wasn't until HIV and AIDS began to show up in straight people that the stigma began to subside. It wasn't until people like Magic Johnson revealed their HIV-positive status that others began to realize that it wasn't just a gay disease, and more importantly, that it shouldn't have to be a death sentence for anyone. But 30 years later, some people still aren't getting this message. Some young people who didn't live through those frightening days aren't getting it. Some of them aren't having safe sex. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control, we go to the CDC, and prevention estimates that more than half of all undiagnosed HIV infections are young people, ages 13 to 24. The other group of people who don't get it, who aren't getting it, African Americans. According to the CDC, African Americans are the racial or ethnic group most affected by HIV. The rate of new HIV infection in African Americans is 8 times that of whites based on size and population. If Black America were its own country, it would rank 16th in the world for new HIV infections. Many of us did not learn from Magic, a Black man who was one of the first to be honest with himself and the world. The Tom Joyner Foundation raises hundreds of thousands of dollars each year to fund HIV and AIDS awareness. And on this show and others, he promotes knowing your HIV status. It's time that we follow Tom and Magic's lead. So on this solemn anniversary, it is a solemn anniversary, there is no more fitting way to mark this than by getting tested this week. Tell everybody you know. Go out and get tested. Know your status.
Making them
save your life and someone else's.
All right.